Mercury is the god of speed. Well, I bring that up for a reason. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're live from Larson's Barn in the middle of Aiken County, near McGregor, Minnesota. Good evening. I'm Aaron Brown, and we are in the midst of a lot of seasons right now. Holiday season coming, deer season going on right now, of course, and of course, right in the middle of football season. And the McGregor Mercs had a season, and how did the Mercs do this year? No, I didn't check it out. No, I'm gonna say maybe only okay. Gods of speed are, well, you gotta be big too, football. We're in the midst of a lot of seasons, and these parts folks might remember some pretty good teams from the McGregor Mercs or the Aiken Gobblers, the rivals next door. Oh, we got some gobblers here. But not many folks know that there was a semi-pro team here years ago called the Tamarack Larches. Now, the Larches were the only team in the history of the Midwestern made-up football league to start a 68-year-old quarterback named Rusty Butters. It was a long time ago. No one here, I don't think, would remember it. But for those who were there, it was just like yesterday. Imagine a small town gathering for a football game out at the old field.
Halftime. Huddling, boys, huddling. What's going on out there? You're slow. You're sloppy. You're missing blocks. Might I remind you that our quarterback is a senior citizen? If he falls, he might not get up. I mean, what do you have to say for yourself, Meathead Jones?
Meathead, see no point. If old man break, we have no hope. If old man live, how long can we count on him? This 1920s, maybe 1950s, who knows? Medical science not so good with heart health.
I think what Meathead is trying to say is that we want a championship, and it's hard to build a championship team around a quarterback who creaks when he walks.
Oh, come on, T-Rex Jenkins. He does not creak when he walks. Quiet, 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 because here he comes.
Well, well, boys. I might be old, but I don't quit. I can't believe what I'm hearing. And yes, I heard everything. My leather helmet is actually an enormous hearing aid. Anything you have to say to me, you should say to my face. I'm talking to you, T-Rex.
Can you blame us, Rusty? We're down 17 points, and if we don't win this game, we're out of the playoffs again. It's time for a young arm, and I think we all know who that is.
Are you referring to yourself, T-Rex?
You bet. I'm quick. I'm agile. I've got the smarts. This is my time.
You do realize that the reason we all call you T-Rex is that because you have a congenital birth defect that made your arms 11 inches long, right? That's why you're the kicker.
These pipes might be small, but they're pure steel. Check it out.
Ah! Ah! Ah, put tiny arms away. Me feel uncomfortable. Ah!
Listen, boys. I know you all think I'm too old to lead this team. Sure, I might creak, but I hold. I was throwing pigskins through wagon wheels before football even existed. I just really hated pigs. I might not be as fast as I used to be, but I wake up early and get there first. Sure. When I get tackled, I pee a little. But that just means that after a couple tackles, they leave me alone. I have underwear older than all of you, and I'm not sure which smells worse. But I know you can catch and block and run better than my underwear, as far as I know. What do you say? Are you with me?
Old man! Old man, make me feel again! Go, Rusty, go! I will block for you like my mom on my dates!
Thanks, Meathead. You need to work on boundaries with your mother.
Yes, we think so.
But that's not for today. T-Rex, you with us?
Throw a touchdown, Rusty. I'll kick your extra points.
Great. Coach, anything to add?
No, Rusty. You've rendered my presence here completely unnecessary. And yet I'm the only one getting paid right now. Score!
So, let's go, boys.
And at the end of the night, when all was said and done, Rusty Butters led the Tamarack Larches to a stirring victory won in the closing seconds with a T-Rex Jenkins field goal because Rusty didn't want to drive home in the dark.